Om Shanti, everyone. Welcome to everybody here on this mountain in our grand harmony hall in the Gansarova. And welcome to those who are on the DF Madhuban channel. Today we have a wonderful panel gathered of very experienced brothers. And they are being moderated by our senior and experienced Sister Meredith. Sister Meredith is a media producer and host. She's been in public television for 35 years. She's based in Miami, and she has, of course, hosted lots of important people and have made a difference in the world, in public opinion, through her many, many shows. So we are really happy to have her here. And she, of course, will have the pleasure of introducing this very experienced panel. She is our Divine Sister. She's been in Gyan for 38 years. And she, of course, knows all about the various projects we have had over the years. So we are happy that she's here with us. Sister Meredith, welcome.
Thank you. And it's good to see you all. And I'm looking forward to this. And there's a big reason, because when I was talking with Vijay and the other people coordinating this today's program, they said, you know, we want this to be very helpful to everybody that's here, you know, not just talking. My daughter's very young, was young, and she used to say, don't talk at me, Mom, talk with me. And I feel that that's what this is about, you know. We're going to be talking with these very esteemed speakers today, and one is who lives here, and they all have so much experience about just dealing with the world, dealing with themselves, and you know what this topic is already, but I'm going to just say it again to you, is living with limitless love for the family, God, and the self. So those are three pretty big areas to cover, right? And I'm sure that all of you are thinking, yes, you know, I do well with God. You know, I have this wonderful relationship with God. But the family, well, every once in a while I have a little problem with somebody in the Brahmin family. Or, you know, I have issues with myself. So today we're going to just try to cover a lot in a short amount of time, but in a relaxed way too, okay? So I first would like to introduce Ganesh. And Ganesh has been with Baba since he came into the knowledge in 1985. He now runs the centers in Sri Lanka and has been since 2000 the national coordinator in Malaysia. So welcome here, Ganesh. And next we have our own Madhuban resident, Sasha. I'm sorry. We have Tulsi in the middle. And Tulsi has been the coordinator of all of the audio visual projects and programs and everything over many, many years in Madhuban. So we can speak to him a lot about what life is like, really like in Madhuban today, or what it's been like for him over the years. And I've been coming since the 1980s. And I've seen so many changes. I'm like so impressed with the changes that happen here, and it's always for the better. For me, one of the big ones was getting cappuccino in the dining hall, and many others. It's just amazing how Madhuban changes and progresses to kind of meet the needs of all of us here. You know, coming from all over the world, you come from all over the world, all at the same time. You know, it's quite astonishing. You know, and last, but not least, right? We have Sasha, who is based in St. Petersburg, and he has been the translator for Russia since his very beginning, and he's also been, and I don't have the date for you right here, but he's also been with Baba for many, many years, and I think I want to say the 1980s?
1990.
Okay, that's close. 1990. So again, we're going to talk, and hopefully, maybe just answer some inner questions that you have, you know, about Brahmin life and about your own life and how it is that we can all really, really inspire change when it comes to limitless love. It's a pretty heavy topic, isn't it? Limitless love. It's like I just said, you know, it's easy to love some people, and often there are people in our lives that we don't quite love, but we're working on that, and hopefully we're going to just clear up some things today and get some insights. But first, I want to start with you all and your story. So I want to just talk with you all, and I just want to kind of get a sense of where, I know where you've come from, but where you came from in terms of your life, your spiritual life, and what you were looking for. You know, and you take us back maybe even to childhood. You know, were you searching? Was there something in you that said there's more to life, you know, when you were a teenager or whatever it is that you feel that you can share? So we can start with you, Ganesh.
Om Shanti and good morning to everyone. In fact, when I was a young boy, at the age of 10, I had a very strong feeling, you know, that this world is just distasteful. That only comes when after I have my dinner at 8 p.m. I'll just sit outside my house and just look at the sky, look at the stars, and see, I just want to be up there, lost, stay there. I don't want to come down. Then I'll go to sleep. Next day I'll be just like a small boy, 10-year-old boy, running around. But when it comes to 8 p.m. every day, I just feel like this world is useless. Let me go and stay somewhere far away. It's like solitude. Isolate myself. So there was an inner search, and that was in 1969. I didn't know that Brahma Baba left in 1969. So I didn't get that point until I took the course. I realized there must be some kind of a pull when I was a young boy. And my life as a young boy is just that I, you know, there's a feeling of always wanting to excel, but always in worry. I'm always worried about the future, worried about myself. There's a feeling of emptiness. Until I found this 7 days course in 1985, I realized, who am I? That's the foundation. That soul conscious love really gave me a nice feeling. Of course, with the sequence of all the lessons. When it came to introduction of Brahma Baba, 1969, 18 January. Wow. Just I remembered my young days. Maybe there's a pull. I was just having a thought. Then I realized what is really love means, no, for the self. If I don't value myself, I will not be able to value life. That is my life. And I had my physical parents, no, they gave me a lot of love, they took care to the maximum. But this love was very unique, you know, that first love yourself, soul conscious love, love for yourself. And that is where I really begin to understand there is such a love called love of God. God loves you, no matter what. No, we have heard these expressions, but that's what I felt. And that's where I begin to understand. There's a pull. Then as I gradually, you know, grew up in this Brahmin life, then I found the sustenance given by the Brahmin family with love. So I could see the self, Baba, and the Brahmin family as love. And this is the topic which is like, you know, very nice, limitless love. And I think what the world needs is this love, which is the spiritual love. And then when I begin to understand this, so I realize this is the one which I am searching for. So I begin to value my life, and that's where I committed myself, let me serve the whole humanity. So that's how it started. Thank you.
Very, very interesting, you know. Going back to your childhood, and I'm wondering, Ganesh, do you feel in a way that, I mean, Baba was sort of talking to you, you know, that maybe he has souls out there that he knows they're ready? And often they talk about children, you know, that are getting such messages long before others without knowledge, with just this experience. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me when I hear what you just said.
Mm. But when I was 10 years old, I didn't have that feeling.
Yeah.
But there was just a pull, that's all.
A pull.
And when I go to sleep, I always have that feeling, will I wake up tomorrow morning? I'm not sure whether I'll wake up. Yeah. The kind of worry and fear, this kind of thing was there. But when I took the course in 1985, that's when I realized it was the calling for a long period of time. So I felt, then I begin to have the pull to the Murlis. Not immediately, after some time. Love for the Murli was slow. So that's how love was beginning to work.
Yeah. I think there are a lot of children out there today, and that's happening. And I've seen it at our center, where these very young people are coming, and, you know, they see something on the internet, and they really practically rush over to the center. And I don't think that I saw that for many years, you know, as much as now that they, and their knowledge, and their awareness, and their language, oh, you know, I mean, things that, I don't like to say this, but about myself, that it took me a long time to get it, you know, it was, I don't understand this, you know, I don't, and they seem to just grasp it. And they're not as young as you were, I mean, you were really young, but they grasp it very quickly, and they accept it. And one reason I'm thinking has to do with the world, the way the world is now, you know, that this world is, like you say, it's tough. It's a tough world, you know? So, I want to talk to you now, Ganesh. I mean, Tulsi, sorry. Tulsi. About when was it that you began to recognize or just have some kind of a feeling? Or take us back.
Thank you. I was 21 when I came to Baba. And I was an electrician. I didn't do much bhakti, of course, but I used to attend some satsang, like bhakti classes, but not much interested. But since my cousin brother had vision that you had to go to Brahma Kumaris, your sanskaras are according Brahma Kumaris, and he wanted to have my company. We both came on center. And then we were welcomed by an old brother. And he gave us the introduction of Brahma Kumaris and asked us to attend 7 days course. So next day, myself and the brother came to the center. We had a 7 days course. And the very first day when sister was talking about the soul, I could see some aura behind her. So that aura attracted me more than I was listening. But then the knowledge was a very simple way and deep knowledge, and that attracted me more about that. And then while during the course, I was feeling as if I belong to this family. And then in meditation, tears of love starts coming up, and then same time I could say that I joined this family. So since then, that time I'm surrender kind of person.
Powerful stories here, you know. Yeah, and so now we have Sasha, who's really far away there in Russia, right? And something was happening to you too. What was that?
Not very far. And Sister Meredith, I was so happy when you started your introduction with saying Madhuban resident, Brother Sasha. I said, oh, good. So my dream has finally come true. I was also very happy when Ganesh Bhai mentioned that being a child, you would look up in the sky, the stars, and feel that pull. Because, you know, I had the same feeling. As I was a child, we would go, you know, like we go on vacation to the sea beach or some other places, and the whole day the children would play, and it's noisy, and it's lots of activities. But I was not somehow enjoying that very much. It was fun, but sort of, but after the sunset, when the sky is like black and there are huge stars there above your head, I was feeling, I can say that was a sort of meditation at that time for me, and I really enjoyed that silence. But I was not at all interested in some spiritual studies or meditation or yoga or some Eastern philosophies, never. I was very far from all of that. I was a student of St. Petersburg State University at that time and living my life as, I would say, normal students do. So not thinking much about spirituality, about soul, about God, and I was quite happy, and I felt that for me spirituality is mostly about culture, music, movies, literature. If I do that, I'm spiritual. That's about spirituality. But Baba was looking up from up above, and I think he was thinking really hard what to do to bring me to the knowledge. And so Baba invented a very, very tricky way, I would say, to catch me and to bring me to the center. And that's a long story. I'm not going to tell it now, maybe. But here I was in front of Chakradhari Didi from India, our senior teacher from Delhi. And I was listening to her lecture. She came to St. Petersburg with a series of three lectures. And although I didn't understand anything, and they don't remember anything, but I remember her, her image, her face, her, and especially the way she spoke. Because for me that's very important. I'm being professionally a translator. I know that some people just don't know how to express their thoughts. And she was so calm, so clear, and you listen to a lecture, but after a lecture, you're not tired, but you are empowered, you are inspired. And I told myself, okay, let me come tomorrow as well. Though I'm not interested, but let me. And then I came for the second day, and then the third. And then I said, okay, let me do the course. And then I told myself, okay, but they're speaking English, and they need help, they need a translator. So I came to Didi saying that I know English, I can help you with translation. So I started, Didi said, okay, you may do for a few days. So it started in 1990, and it has not finished since then. So that's my story.
It's really the beauty to me, you know, of the knowledge and of this whole life, isn't it? The beauty is that this keeps going. You know, you start somewhere with an experience, and you, you know, you come, and then you come again, even though you think you're not ready yet, or you're interested in other things, or and then what do you think happens? We just get pulled, and it's there's something. It's the feeling that we experience here is that the feeling of love, that we're loved in a way that no one else has loved us before, even thinking about our parents, too. So anybody wants to speak? Yeah.
Just, yeah. I guess it's because the knowledge that we are getting, it's different from the knowledge we are getting out there in the world. I think it's not about new information. The knowledge we are getting is about remembering. So as we come here, as we come to Baba, what happened to me at that time? Just sort of, I started remembering something very familiar, something I could really relate to. And then in 1992, for the first time, I came to Matoban, and there was no Gyan Sarovar at that time, just Pandav Bhavan, and that was my first trip abroad, my first foreign country. And I was supposed to get excited or surprised that something exotic, something new, but I could feel it. I came back to my home. I know everything here. I know where the dining hall is. No one told me about that, but I knew where I should go to take my lunch somehow. And I know these people, these daddies, all of them were there at that time. It's like the memories. For me, it was remembering, the memories coming back.
Really good memories, you know, just something so good that maybe we never experienced before. Or you say remembering means that we did experience it, but maybe not in this lifetime yet, until somehow we get introduced to Baba. So I'm wondering for you. Can you hear? It's okay? Okay, sorry. How do you feel about that? Just this memory coming back that was there? The memory was yeah, there, but we hadn't, it wasn't accessed yet, was it?
So my memory of this experience of soul conscious love and body conscious love, so that's what I realized when I took that knowledge. But before that, there was a relationship. No, love is a relationship on the basis of love and feelings. This is how I saw in my childhood days in the school, because I was in the co-ed school, where boys and girls studied together. There was no real shyness from grade 1 to grade 6. When I went to grade 7, there was a different feeling. So the consciousness of body began. Then I realized why I am so uncomfortable. I was comfortable from grade 1 to grade 6. So that was just body conscious love, but then there was awareness of body. When I realized that the self, the soul has a very deep love, that spiritual love, then I begin to talk to myself. That's when I begin to understand myself more and more, later part of my life. But the challenge is there, you know, because there's a battle going on. I'm my own friend, at the same time I'm my own enemy. I can't really relate myself with love. And then at the same time there's a feeling of, you know, the battle is there. So it took some time to have that soul conscious love. So it was a tough practice actually. So that's why my feelings became more and more, you know, refined. I should not get trapped in that kind of love, but I should be more of this and create a relationship on the basis of this love, not on that love. So it is, even if parents or even if friends or even at school, anyone, even attraction there was, I begin to realize that that's not going to be that nice, because it is, some complications were there. Feelings were mixed. No? Even before Gyan, it was mixed. So after I got this knowledge, then I knew there's a battle going on there. This love or that love. But with this practice, I begin to overcome my shyness. Because I was feeling shy with people who are very highly educated and people who are of the opposite sex. So I overcome that to a certain degree. So that was useful with feelings.
When we come to Baba and we listen the words in Moli, long lost and now found, it's not only Baba says that, but we, our heart also says that we were long lost, the family and Baba, we were seeking, there was a quaint thirst to meet each other, so that thirst was finished. We met Bab Dada, we met Brahmin family, and we felt it, that this is the real family we belong to. And the same with me also. So when Baba loves you, you feel the importance of yourself also. So the love for the self, the importance of the self also increased. So since Baba, you know, there was a kind of dryness in our life before Baba, and the life was just live, but since we become Baba's child, I became Baba's child, I will say. So the love for the self, or you can say self-respect, also increased, because I've been chosen by God Himself. That faith gives you kind of boost of love for self. So it was my case also.
Listening to you all, it seems like it was very easy for you, in a sense. I know when I came, you know, there were challenges, you know, especially when one has a family, has children. I had one child. You know, it was like the old world was out there kind of pulling at me and saying, what are you getting into? And maybe it was different here, but in America, this was considered kind of strange in those days. There were always seekers, and there were, you know, there might be some kind of an Eastern philosophy center somewhere, and that was different because you could go and take a class and come back. But this is not going and taking a class, like a university class, and that's it, and enjoying it and saying, I learned a lot. This is living it. So what I'm wondering is, what were there issues with you with living this, you know, in terms of, I don't know, you know, in terms of family or people at work or friends saying, what are you getting into? Or I don't know if any of you were actually Hindus or what you were, but, you know, this kind of went against the Hindu religion too, right? Or any religion, really.
Actually, what happens then, especially in India, we do have faith, kind of belief in God. The only thing we came here, we found the right introduction of the God and right introduction of the self and the proper knowledge we were seeking for. So we did have love for God even before knowing God. But since we know God, love is like a real way or the selfless love we get from God. So in this week, brings the belongingness and the more closeness to the God. That's it, Mike.
I'm thinking of challenges. I feel that, again, as I said, that was Baba's very, very special plan, how to make me come back to this path, to this family, without any obstacles. So as I started the course, that was May 1990. So in June, I passed my exams at the university, and I had 3 months, like vacations time. And I was at that time staying at a student's hostel. And all my friends, my roommates, they went to their countries, their cities, for 3 months. So 3 months, I'm staying alone in a 5-story building, and that was a bhakti for me. That was a chance to be just with, you know, with Baba, with Baba's knowledge, and because I think that's very important. As you are getting this knowledge, which is it's not a new information, but definitely it seems new in the very beginning. But like, you should not have, I feel, lots of people around you commenting, you know. Should not. Like, oh, what are you doing? See, you have become a vegetarian. Oh, you started getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. You are crazy. And well, that's another type of enjoyment, could be. But for me, I didn't have anyone. So 3 months, just getting those new ideas, some suggestions, some very wise thoughts to think about, and to talk to myself. I would just walk. Petersburg is quite beautiful, so I just enjoy walking, you know, in the streets. I could walk for 2 hours, 3 hours, just churning inside the knowledge that I got today about soul, about God, and it won't fit in my intellect from the very beginning, but just somehow having patience, having time. And when after 3 months my friends, other students came back, and they saw that I have finally become crazy, but they could not do anything about that now. So they would go to bed, as students do at hostels. They would go to bed at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., and they would kindly wake me up saying, "Oh, yogi, we are going to bed. It's time for you to get up and do your meditation." So they were very helpful.
Yeah. They got you up.
Yeah, yeah. Because I told them that Amrit Vela is the best time, so they would check if I get up at Amrit Vela or not. And then another thing, which I feel was very important, that we were the very first batch who came in St. Petersburg. So we were doing, like, Santosh Didi, Chakradhari Didi, and then Santosh Didi came, and there was no center. There was no hall for classes. There was no flat to stay. So we have had to, you know, find places, move from one flat to another, change halls, change flats after every 3 weeks, 1 month, no money. So we had to, no modern ways of advertising, just, you know, handwritten slips pasted on the walls, on the trees and all that. And since we were so engaged in all of that, I feel it was also helping us to overcome our inner challenges. Because you are just sitting free, you know, without doing anything and thinking, then Maya comes. When you are too busy, that's also a way to avoid Maya. So I think that was also a blessing for us, that we were like part of that first group.
That's interesting to me because, you know, you're talking about, in all of you, the early days, and there was an intoxication in the early days of this being something so new, and it was this feeling, you know. I remember coming, we didn't have, like you said, Yansarovar, we had Pandavabhavan, but coming here and just feeling this answered all of my loves that I had in my life, university life. I loved being at a university, learning, knowledge. I loved nature. I felt I was here in nature. I loved the peace. I mean, of course, the peace that I, you know, that I felt here. And the fact that, you know, this message was always coming across with the seniors, which was, more will come, more will come. And I say, really? Like, I got excited about that this is going to grow. So now we have a world where it is growing. The Brahmakumaris are really growing. I mean, like, in leaps and bounds, aren't they? So I'm just wondering your take on this in terms of the fact that there are so many out there. Do you think people maybe can come in? Is it easier for them? Because they see so many, there's, you know, you go on YouTube and and there's just so much out there, and you can see what Brahmakumaris are doing all over the world. Does that make it easier, or does it not matter? Your challenges are your challenges.
I think the situations in this world, which is happening recently with the coronavirus situation in Sri Lanka, there were so many who realized, you know, because there was a time when they could not go out, and there were many BKs, they took the course, but they could not follow the disciplines strictly, but just partially. The reason is being busy and you have to be this and that. But when the situation was there, it was just a control situation, they realized, oh, what Baba says is right, what Baba says is right. So they had an opportunity to cook, read Murli, be with the family. Now what to practice with the family. So this way everything started to, you know, be around in their mind. So that was the positive challenge, which many found it very useful. They kept calling me by phone, so I just gave them some methods. But it is not easy for some families, because not all of them are the same. But they realize this situation has given a reality that it is possible, because there was no shops outside to buy anything, food shops actually, restaurants or whatever. They have to do everything at home, cook. Even to go to a vegetable market, they can't, they have to grow at their own. So it was a situation which made them realize it is practical, it is possible. What Baba says is right. And not only that, those who have not taken the course, now they started to take course from those who have, they are in that kind of situation. So it was a benefit. World situation was such. But after the situation is over, now some became more strong, some just gave up. So you see, it is a challenge I could see. And I see it as, you know what Baba says, you know, it's a fortune. That doesn't mean it's the end of the story. There will come a time they have to take a U-turn. They can't go on and on. So I had a very strong faith with this limitless love. Physical is one, the other one is with the power of the mind. So that's another faculty which we need to explore more. Power of the mind, mind service, where you have real love for them. And Baba was talking about Sakash for the past 1 month. That's something I'm experimenting on, to really give that love, to make them feel that you are part of the family, no matter what challenges.
Previously, our institution was known as a religious organization. People think that they are talking just for God or the souls, you know. But day by day, we are becoming more social, and the knowledge we are talking about their profession side also. So the meditation is necessary in all profession, and then our Brahmin family also is increasing, and we are having wings activity, like doctors are talking with doctors, bringing them close to Bab Dada. Same way others side, like youth activities, women activities, which is necessary becoming for the society. So we are going or making people close with these reasons, with this way to bring close to Bab Dada. And secondly, the world situation, the condition is getting more worse, so people are looking for the spiritual side also. So the politicians, the other religious organizations, and then societies, the social workers, they also are bringing people towards Brahma Kumaris. This is in India, and even in India, the politicians are talking about the world family, one world family, which is a main motive of Brahma Kumaris, I will say. So this is the way we are becoming more close to each other with the worldly people and us. So our family is growing. And another way is, you know, we were few, talking to few people. We are now in 100,000s, bringing more, with 100,000 more. So the family is growing day by day in fast speed. And I will say, we not only looking after ourselves or with love for Baba or myself, but for the family. And I will say, not only the family we see each other, but the structure of Brahma Kumaris is getting more better and better, because we are, our management systems also are kind of setting up according the need. So the in family, like in family, we say we have Shiv Baba, the top post, and then Mama Baba, and the Dadis and Didis, and then the brothers and sisters. Same way, the zones, continent heads, you know, we are also becoming more better management according the time. So it's good for people to come close to us, and many ways of the serving is getting more better and better, like internet connections and social sites, YouTubes, many more things are happening. So I think our knowledge is also becoming more easier to accept.
It's almost like as the world gets worse, we are getting better,
like you said, better at even organizing and doing, especially with the media, just all of the media coming out of the Brahma Kumaris, you know. But with centers, everybody's getting better at what they do in the Brahmin family. And the world, you can see the contrast, between the world, which is deteriorating. We're not going to get into politics today, but, the way the world is politically, not just in one country, but everywhere in communities are breaking down. I mean, I personally see what's happened in America with cities. You know, people are seeing this and they're saying, do you think in a sense it's like they say, we have to turn, who can we turn to? And then suddenly, because they can't turn to the organizations or the people that they depended upon in the past. I want to move on a drop, though, to something very important, which is part of this, which has to do with limitless love in terms of the family. Because the family is the Brahmin family. And there's still work to be done, like all families, right? All families are they're important and the structure of a family. But I'm just wondering, because you all have been around for a while, and what your feelings are about the family growing and how we can get closer to each other and maybe get rid of any of the weaknesses that the Brahmin family has.
See, main thing is, if you are open-minded, open-hearted, you can clear the things of each other. And there are, like as I said, we are friendly with the family. And if you have good friends to talk reality, truth, with honesty, you can suggest each other. It happens that, if I keep too high aim, it may be difficult for me to climb up. But I normally keep little high, I know I have to become angel, but today I will look after this. Tomorrow I may be little more. So, when you are going on staircases, look only for few steps more. You don't look at you are moving and you are looking at the fourth story. But you look at the few more steps, then you come closer, or you climb up, then you continue more. So same way, in Brahmin family, we encourage each other. As much as they have done, we appreciate them, and then give them more enthusiasm, courage to move more. So it's not just, in one day we become angel or we become... So in family, I will appreciate everyone as much they have done and give them more hint to grow more. And it's good that now we are talking openly with each other. It's not a matter to hide anything, Because our institution is an educational institution. It's not like a religious, So in religious organization, the guru talks and people just listen one way. But in education, you can have discussion. So we are open to each other. And this is the way to, the way to come more close.
So that you see is the way for the Brahmins to get closer to each other.
Of course.
Communication, right?
Yeah.
Any other thoughts?
Speaking about limitless love for the family, I remember once we had a very beautiful conversation with Daddy Janki. And we were praising Daddy and saying, Daddy, thank you so much for what you are giving us. You are giving us so much love. You are giving us so much care. And we really, really appreciate that. Daddy said, I don't give you any love. I don't give you any care. So we said, what is this? Because, Daddy, that's like a shower of love. That's like a shower of care. But she said, this is what I was getting from Baba back in those days. Baba was showering that love, that care on all of us, those who came in the very beginning. So, and now I feel it's my duty, because I've got so much from Baba. So I'm just sharing that, I'm passing that now to you. It's not about personal, and like, but yeah, and I liked that idea so much that we're getting from Baba. And Baba is that reference point for us. And we are the family because we have that wonderful father, or other two fathers, and our ancestor souls. And so they are showering that love. And when, especially when new souls come to Baba, I feel it's not that I have to give something. Yeah, but it's like, oh, I got so much from Baba. My life has changed so much. So let them also feel it. Let them also get involved. And so, and it may look like my love, my good wishes, my attention, but that's a different, on a different level. And also, I feel limitless doesn't mean that I relate, like I connect to each and everyone in the family. Because sometimes what I feel may happen, and sometimes happens, just the opposite, you know. The souls, the BKs who cannot adjust, you know, with in their center, with those Brahmins who are staying next to them. So then they want to do sort of world seva. Yeah? So I would go to this place, to this country, to this city. I can give lectures. I can. But the reason is not that seva, service is the motive. But it's like they're not able to communicate properly with those who are in their center, in their small family. So that's a way sort of to compensate. And this is like, this can be challenging, really. And with speaking about media also, same. Huh? Some souls can feel that, I can't adjust. I can't stay with those brothers and sisters in my family, but I can have my YouTube channel, or I can have any other way of, and, well, that's sort of a way of doing seva. But for me, it's more about escaping and from my own weaknesses, closing my eyes to what I have to change in myself. So for me, limitless love for the family starts with those with whom I am staying in the same room or coming to the same class. If it's okay there, then okay, I can expand.
There are these conflicts, you know. I mean, and I think they have to be discussed, and I think they are now in the Brahmin family. I really do, you know. Like you're saying, you could be in a center or even not in a center, just going to a center where I've heard, you know, things like this. You know, I've heard stories and just, you know, oh, yeah, you know, I like this person, but I really don't think... It's on. I like this person, but I can't get along with that person at the center. And that person bothers me, or, you know, I mean, these things do come up because we have people in centers, and not, again, not just living in centers, but coming to centers that from all over the world with different beliefs, with different backgrounds, and to bring that harmony, you know, to bring this, Bob always says, bringing the beads all close, right? You know, bringing everyone together so we really can be examples for the world. Because if we're not doing that, how are we going to reach people and really touch people, you know, on a bigger basis, you know, bigger scale than ever before?
Yeah, just like what Tulsi Bhai and Shasha Bhai were saying about being, you know, educate and also with love, sustenance from the dadis. So this is something which touched me, actually. Reminds me of my early days. Because dadis used to have a quality meeting. When I say quality meeting, means they give time and we're very close. I remembered once we had a fruit party. Not bati, but party. Small party. Just, it's only about 1 hour. And we all sat just around, just like how when Bab Dada takes leave. all the seniors were around sitting like that. So we were just sitting with dadis and we were all given small toli cups of fruits. And they were just sharing with such feelings, you know, that I just cannot forget that. So there is something like a kind of a sustenance with love. You know, love brings unity. So in any family, you know, these small gatherings are very, very beneficial. Daddy Janki keeps telling all the time in small gatherings, when the gathering becomes big, then it becomes a little diluted. But even then, they like to have short, small meetings. So it's very nice. I remember when I first came to Madhuban, Tulsi Bhai was always busy with the translation and recording. So he was so busy, very silently. I used to watch him at that time and see how that brother is doing so much service silently. And now I'm with him together. So it's an education. No? It's Baba is the educator. And now that education with love, that's what Shasha was saying about dadis sharing that love. So that was my real sustenance from the beginning. No? Then now I'm just realizing how important it is, this sustenance, to be given to, no, it is just like educate others at the same time in practice. That means be what you are saying. So that is the kind of practical lifestyle which people are asking now. They are not looking at how well educated we are. They want to see how well behaved you are. So that's what they want actually. So this is my beginning. Now I'm beginning to make sure that I don't misbehave in public or even in front of my lokis, because they catch it. So this is what once I remembered my sister was saying. After Gyan, I went to the house first. See, you're not like what you were before. You're not like one of us. So I just felt hurt. She should not say. But then I realized that I should not see them as separate. They are part of the family. Let me have a good soul conscious feeling towards them. This is the practical thing. Educate and practice that education.
See, once we accept each other and then we give comment or suggestion, then those are acceptable. But we never hate each other. If you hate someone, you go far from the person and then you are not talking to the person. Unless you are not talking, you cannot discuss or you cannot express yourself. So it's better, you know, like I will say, you may choose husband or friends, but you won't choose sisters and brothers. It is like a God gift. Or whatever, to whomever you have karma phala, you come close or you become brothers and sisters. So we all Brahmins are brothers and sisters. We can never become, far away. We never go far away. It may be differences of opinion. Then we talk to each other and clear those differences and become more close. So like a brother and sister's love, they are in same home and they may have kind of, for a while maybe have quarrel or difference of opinion, but then they don't leave each other. They are brothers and sisters. So Baba wants us to be close with each other, but the only thing is we had to be open to accept and give suggestions or clears doubt of each other. And then, few days back from this stage, I was told that the Brahmin family makes you words like worship. They say shaligrams are there. They come in the connection of the more stones and then they are being polished or they are being given the shape of shaligram. So in Brahmin family, we are getting shape of becoming deity, in fact. With yoga, we become like it gives you heat and then the Brahmin family gives you shape. So I will say, like, it's the Brahmin family, we are get with connection with the Brahmin family, we are becoming deities, in fact, or we are becoming angels. So we never go far from each other, but we, even having differences of opinion, we close, becoming more close and clear the doubts. So this is the way. If we are not coming close, someone must be take the responsibility, I will say coordinate, become instrument to bring us close.
Just continuing this, what Tulsi Bhai was saying about polishing. And that's why I feel it's important for us as a Brahmin family to come together. And that's why the meditations and Murli classes, when we come physically to the center, they are important. We have been talking about the media, online Murli's classes and all that, which has its own part. And for informing people, sort of raising their awareness about the Brahma Kumaris, its services, and so many other things. But then when it's offline, when we come physically to the center, and when we sit together, like we are sitting now at Gyan Sarovar, so I feel that's part of the study. That's what is important. Sitting together, meditating together, listening to Baba's Murlis, and then doing karma yoga, whatever service we have at the center together. So then these saligrams, they get polished. So online study is good, but it doesn't let us get polished. Sometimes we need to sort of have those, you know, frictions, those not conflicts of opinions, but sweet conflicts of opinions. But just in that process, we truly become worship worthy. So that's also part of the progress. It's meant for that. So that's why I feel it's important. Yeah. And nothing can replace that.
Beautifully said, because I've heard that so many times. You know, people say, well, I can get everything on the internet now. I can see any of the BKs at any moment when I want to, and I don't have to make that drive, 45-minute drive to a center, you know, or get up so early in the morning to get to a center. I mean, that has been a situation. I don't think probably just in America, right? I'm sure it's happening in other places as well.
So, as I said, that structure of Brahma Kumaris, and you may listen only online on YouTube or any other social media, but in family we had to be connected with each other. This social media or other things are just to support you, or in emergency kind of a support, but still in a family you may, some one child may be serving, have service in another city, another one in another country, but they are connected, they through phone even, but communication is there. So if someone is listening only online only, but at least once a week or in a couple of days, you can be, you should be connected with the centers, sisters. Then only you are known as BK. No? Otherwise, you may be listening only, or you may become very good student, but you are not BK until you are connected with the one of centers. So I will say, you may listen only if you are too far from the center online, but be connected with the center sisters or the instrument souls. That's necessary, I will say.
I agree. I think there's nothing like the family connection and, you know, with Brahmins coming together. And I, again, personally remember how when we weren't able to go to the center for a while, and then when it opened up, people weren't coming again, you know, so regularly. And I thought, well, I don't really have to go. It's, you know, a little bit of a ways. And then that was my really what saved me, I feel, in terms of, you know, COVID was being able to go to the center and saying to myself, I'm going to go a few times a week when it opened up. And that, I mean, saved me in terms of I had actually lost my husband a few months before, right when COVID started, and I was alone in my house. And I think there's a lot of people alone if they're not in centers. And for me, it was just to be able to see, this is my family. This is, you know, the Brahmins are truly my family. They're not just other students at a center with me. And I started to feel even closer than I had felt. And I think for those people that, again, feel that, you know, it's a little bit of a ways, why bother to go? You know, it's no difference. What, you know, you're all saying is it really is important to keep the connection with other Brahmins.
I will also suggest the instrument souls also, because sometime I listen that I come to know that the sisters are just reading Muli, and just, you know, students think that this Muli I can get on the internet. But then the family sustenance is necessary. The students who come on centers shall be given a kind of a feeling of the family or the special touch of the center, I will say. So that's for those who are instruments on the center, they should also care that they are student being looked after by the centers, I will say. So it's necessary. And secondly, not only Muli, but about the ancestors, we should talk once a week at least, talk about the ancestor, how they lived together or how they grew up, and they about the Avik Babas, I will say, Mulis are available on YouTube also. At least in 15 days, once every center should play those on the screen and sit together, offer bhog to Baba. So give something special in the center, so then the students are attracted or they feel the special benefit of coming on center, I'll say.
Just a very recent experience with the brothers center vases in our center. So our teacher, center in charge, Santosh Didi, she went for her trip, service trip, for quite a long time. And she suggested that every night we all brothers definitely come together. And not talking about, like, much about anything else, just revising the points from today's morning morally. And I could feel that although we are there anyway, we see one another on a daily basis, we interact, we do seva together, but that's different. But it should be like especially coming together with a spiritual purpose. So just sitting together, meditating, and then sharing the points from today's morally that I felt were important, or I practiced, or I got some special results today. And I could feel that after our 10 to 12 days even of such meetings, because some issues, they get accumulated, you know, some unresolved things, maybe some misunderstandings. So not going into like conflict resolution, not going into those things, but the most easy way, just coming together, remembering Baba together, and revising today's Baba's morally, because Baba is the supreme teacher, and he knows what to give us today to make our relationships better. And it was amazing for me how in a very light and a very natural way it was happening. And that was really limitless love. I could feel that it was like limitless care. Caring about ourselves and each other. So that was a very, very great support for all the brothers. If they are listening now, I think they will confirm that.
Beautiful.
What and we're just about out of time. We have a little bit left, and just maybe your final thoughts on here we're talking about just getting closer to everyone, you know, to the family, understanding ourselves better, and you've shared it, but maybe another point on how do we get closer to Baba? You know, we all probably are at different levels. You know, they're close at this level, but they haven't reached the next step or the next step. There's lots of steps, you know, to get up there to where Baba is. Any thoughts on that?
I have experimented on this subject on getting close to Baba. What I was, you know, distant, now it is getting close. If I have to get close, I have to understand Baba. The way he wants us to understand him is through the Muralis and what happens before the Murali and after the Murali. Because he is giving that information or message with silence beginning, and after that there is also another silence. Now I'm experimenting on this. Am I paying attention to this? Then I can get close, because his message is verbal, but there's another non-verbal message, is to pull. And I felt that drishti is very, very unique and quick transformation happened. So I am now feeling that closeness, if I give more importance to that silence, that what he feels about me is more important than what others feel about me or anyone. It's not that I'm not giving importance to others' feelings towards me, but what Baba feels about me is the one which brings me close. And with that closeness, I can become close with others so that they can understand me better and accept me as I am, as Baba accepts me as I am. So this is something which I'm experimenting on. Along with that, I have small discussion with people who find it difficult to get close to Baba. They say there are many methods. If you can't get close to Baba, first get close to nature. Plants, your garden, create a sanctuary, create an atmosphere, then bring in Baba. Then you have a powerful atmosphere. And that starts in your home. So that's another aspect I'm touching on.
I'll say, whatever Dadis have shared about Baba, we must listen those things also. And these days on Sunday, there is only Murali. Avik Murali is coming, but there is no meetings, not even in text there are no meetings. But if you listen meeting personal meetings with Bab Dada on YouTube, you will feel how Baba give love and suggestions to each other, in what situation Baba is giving, what suggestions Baba is giving in what situations. And you become more close to Baba, I will say. And then you start experiencing those things in your meditation session. So meeting, like Baba is meeting with Dadis, with the individuals also, or feeding trolleys. And then you can just see how the expressions of Baba, and you better experience those things in, visualize those things in your meditation session, you become more close to Baba.
I think that limitless love for Baba, for me, it starts with Muralis, definitely, because when God comes here on this earth, this is what He speaks. These are His words, and God does not speak anything else, just Muralis. So if we say that we love God, then really we love God's Muralis. It's like, you know, you say you are a great, you know, musician, composer, and they just love you. But I have never heard any symphonies or any, you know, pieces composed by you, just I love you, he won't be happy. Yeah? He wants you to listen to his music. You're a nice author and I just adore you, but I have not read your books. They're so, you know, thick volumes and no pictures and... No. And God's murlis are wonderful. So I feel that just listening to Baba, emerging Baba in front of myself, like Baba is talking to me personally, and then revising Baba's murlis, feeling that, yeah, this is personal, this is what Baba wants to give me today, a message that he wants to give me today, and then practicing that, because limitless love means I don't choose, you know, these words of Baba are okay for me, but this Srimad, okay, I don't like that one, so I don't think much about that. No, I mean, I love him, so whatever he says to me, I accept that and I follow that. And also loving Baba on a permanent basis, not when I need something, because really something happens, something challenging, and we go to Baba's room, and we have such a powerful yoga. Baba, you are my only one, and I will sit with you, I will eat with you. But then when the situation finishes, we sort of little bit forget about Baba. Maybe that the sanskara of the golden age, when all the situations finish, we come to Satyuga and we forget Baba. But I feel it's honest to be with Baba when I'm happy. Nothing wrong happens, no problems. So I come to Baba's room and I share with Baba. Baba, today I'm happy. Nothing wrong is happening. I'm happy. No situations. Baba, please share that happiness with me. So like, just being, like Baba says, the Lord is pleased with an honest heart. So just having that. And like with people, you know. Then they love you, and then Baba also loves you, and then that remembrance pulls remembrance, and that's the way.
Well, I think the message here is be with Baba, you know? Just don't wait until come to him when you're in need, as you're saying, and that's what we do often do, you know? When we're desperate, then we come to Baba for help. Everything's good, we forget about him.
I mean,
that's not the way.
I mean, it happened to me just recently. I'm saying that not because I have become perfect in that, but it happened. And after the situation, I realized that, oh, really, that's not honest with Baba. Baba helped, 100% helped. But then I sort of become relaxed. So that's what I'm, that's about paying attention and really being with Baba. Huh?
I want to thank you for joining me and letting me be part of this amazing conversation. I was told before the program, wait until you meet these brothers. I didn't know any of them until today. It's because I kept asking questions, you know, about, well, I want to know what to cover and what they've done and what they've been, you know, what they're like. And you all made it so easy and so deeply inspiring. And I thank you. Thank you. Om Shanti.